My reading today is a condensed version of an article entitled, We Can't Grow Our Way Out of Poverty, by Jason Hinkle. For more than half a century, economists and policymakers have focused fanatically on growth as the only feasible way to end global poverty and improve people's lives. But in an era of planet-wide ecological breakdown, that comfortable conventional wisdom is crashing to an end. Everything is about to change in the field of international development. In 2018, the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, grabbed the world's attention with its report stating that to avert dangerous climate breakdown, we need to cut global emissions by half by 2030 and reach zero by 2050. It would be difficult to overstate how dramatic this trajectory is. The challenge is staggering in its scale. More growth means more energy demand, and more energy demand makes it all the more difficult to create enough renewable capacity to meet it. Think about it this way. With business as usual growth, the global economy is set to roughly triple in size by the middle of the century. That's three times more extraction, production, and consumption than at present, all of which will suck up nearly three times as much energy. It will be unimaginably difficult for us to decarbonize the existing global economy. Impossible to do it three times over in the short time we have left. Indeed, the goal of ending poverty has come to be the single greatest defense for growth at all costs thinking, with economists insisting that we have a moral imperative to do everything we can to clear the way for capital. How can we hope to respond to the crisis of global poverty at a time when aggregate growth is no longer an option? Do we just sacrifice the poor for the sake of the planet, as the rising tide of ecofascists is so eager for us to do? Fortunately, there is another way. We can end poverty right now without any additional aggregate economic growth at all. The key here is to recognize that we don't live in a poor world. On the contrary, we live in an incredibly rich world. Global poverty is a product not of any actual scarcity, but rather a systematic creation of artificial scarcity. This becomes clear when we approach the problem of poverty through the lens of inequality. The poorest 60% of humanity contribute the vast majority of the labor and resources that go into the global economy. And yet in return, they receive only about 5% of total global income. Meanwhile, the richest 1% alone capture some $19 trillion every year, nearly a quarter of the global GDP. Poverty isn't natural or inevitable. It is an artifact of the very same policies that have been designed to siphon the lion's share of global income into the pockets of the rich. Poverty is at base a problem of distribution. One conceptually easy way to fix this would be to use direct cash transfers, a kind of basic income for the global poor, funded by a tax on the incomes of the world's richest, or an accumulated wealth, or on our financial transactions, resource extraction, or carbon emissions. None of this would be particularly difficult to implement, and there are a number of credible proposals for how to do it. Probably the most important intervention would be to set a floor on international wages. Researchers estimate that workers in the global south lose anywhere from between $2 trillion and $4 trillion in underpaid wages each year, compared to a value of the labor they contribute to international trade. A global minimum wage pegged to each country's median income so as not to disrupt existing patterns of comparative advantage would go a long way towards redressing this imbalance. Perhaps more importantly, we could democratize the institutions of global economic governments, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Trade Organization, to give poor countries greater voice in the decisions that affect them and greater control over their own economic policy. All of these changes would enable the South to recapture a great share of existing global GDP, shifting income from the very richest to the world's majority. Of course, none of this will be easy. It will require an enormous struggle against those who benefit so prodigiously from the status quo. As a result, the battle against global poverty has become apolitical in the extreme, which is precisely why it has failed for so many decades to deliver meaningful results. The climate emergency changes this. It forces us for the first time to face up to the brutal inequities of the global economy. It forces us into the zone of political contestation. It forces, at last, a reckoning. This article is in the March-April 2020 issue of New Internationalist, entitled, We Can't Grow Our Way Out of Poverty. Jason Hinkle is an anthropologist, author, and fellow of the Royal Society of Arts. His most recent book is The Divide, A Brief Guide to Global Inequality and Its Solutions.